हरे कृष्ण।
जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जयो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे। जयो श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जयो श्री गोपाल। जयो गौरनिताय 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 जयो गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव। नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की। नामाचार्य श्रीला हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिका श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। गंगा मैया की जमुना मैया की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की स्वाम वेद गौर भक्त वृंद की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः नमः पङ्कजनाभाय नमः पङ्कजमालिने नमः पङ्कजनेत्राय नमस्ते पङ्कजाङ्घ्रिये. रीडिङ्ग् फ्रोम् श्रीमद्भागवतम् केण्टो 1 चाप्टर् नम्बर् 11 वर्स् नम्बर् 10 चाप्टर् एण्टैटल्ड् लार्ड् कृष्णास् एण्ट्रेन्स् इन् टु द्वारका. कथं वयं नाथ चिरोषिते त्वयि प्रसन्नदृष्ट्या किल तापशोषणम् जीवे मते सुन्दरहासशोभितम् अपश्यमाना वदनं मनोहरम् इति चोदरिता वाच प्रजानां भक्तवत्सलः शृण्वानोऽनुग्रहं दृष्ट्या वितन्वन् प्राविशत्पुरम् कथं वयं नाथ सरोषिते त्वयि प्रसन्नदृष्ट्या किल तापशोषणम् जीवे मते सुन्दरः सशोभितम् अपश्यमानां वदनं मनोहरम् इति सोदरितावाच प्रजानां भक्तवत्सलः शृण्वानुग्रहं दृष्ट्या वितन्वन्तारिषत्पुरम् माताजि कथं वयं नाथ चिरोषिते त्वयि प्रसन्नदृष्ट्या किल पापशोषणम् जीवे मते सुन्दरः सशोभितम् अपश्यमानां वदनं मनोहरम् इति चोदिरतावाच प्रजानां भक्तवत्सलः शृण्वानोऽनुग्रहं दृष्ट्या वितन्वन् कायशत्पुरम् वट् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्स् कथं हौ वयं वि नाथ ओ लॉर्ड चिरोषिते बीइंग अब्रॉड ऑलमोस्ट ऑलवेज त्वयि बाय यू प्रसन्न सैटिस्फैक्शन दृष्ट्या बाय द ग्लांस अखिल यूनिवर्सल ताप मिजरीज शोषणम वैंक्विशिंग जीवेम शाल बी एबल टू लिव ते योर सुंदर ब्यूटिफुल हास स्माइलिंग शोभितम डेकोरेटेड अपश्यमाना विदाउट सीइंग वदनम फेस मनोहरम अट्रैक्टिव इति दस च एंड उदीरिता स्पीकिंग वचः words, prajanam, of the citizens, bhakta vatsalah, kind to the devotees, shravana, thus learning, anugraham, kindness, drishtya, by glances, vitanvan, distributing, pravashit, entered, puram, Dwarkapuri. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Master, if you live abroad all the time, then we cannot look at your attractive face, whose smiles vanquish all our sufferings. How can we exist without your presence? Upon hearing their speeches, the Lord, who is very kind to the citizens and the devotees, entered the city of Dwarka and acknowledged all their greetings by casting his transcendental glance over them. Purport. Lord Krishna's attraction is so powerful that once being attracted by him, one cannot tolerate separation from him. Why is this so? Because we are all eternally related with him, as the sun rays are eternally related with the sun disk. The sun rays are molecular parts of the solar radiation. Thus, the sun rays and the sun cannot be separated. The separation by the cloud is temporary and artificial. And as soon as the cloud is cleared, the sun rays again display their natural effulgence in the presence of the sun. Similarly, the living entities who are molecular parts of the whole spirit are separated from the Lord by the artificial covering of Maya, illusory energy. This illusory energy or the curtain of Maya has to be removed, and when it is so done, the living entity can see the Lord face to face, and all his miseries are at once removed. Every one of us wants to remove the miseries of life, but we do not know how to do it. The solution is given here, and it rests on us to assimilate it or not. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana-shalakhaya Chakshurun-militam yena Tasmai Shri-gurave namaha Shri-chaitanya-manobhishtam Sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam-rupa-kadamayam Dadati-svapadantikam Vandeham Shri-guru Shri-yuta-padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitan Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalitam Shri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabho nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasadi gaur bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Seeking the blessings of all the devotees, that I should be able to say something meaningful. So we are on Canto 1 of Chapter 11, verse number 10. That chapter is entitled Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwarka. At the outset, I would like to acknowledge the inputs given by His Grace Radhika Vallabh Prabhu and His Grace Pavaneshwar Prabhu, for which I am very much indebted. Okay. Now, the scene is, the citizens of Dwarka are addressing their dear Lord and Master Sri Krishna on His return to Dwarka after a long stint in Mathura, Hastinapur. After the battle of Kurukshetra was over and the Pandavas have been reinstated as the rulers. Obviously, a long time has passed. Krishna just said, I'll be back shortly. Main abhi aata hun. And he's taken pretty long time. Of course, but what has been doing there? He has been performing the duties for which he has come, the Yuga Dharma. That is, Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yoge yoge. He has come for that purpose. And therefore, he has dislodged the adharmic rulers and reinstated dharmic rulers. Let us see what is the flow of the purport. The first point in the purport is, once attracted by Lord Krishna, separation is unbearable. Second, why? Because, factually, we are His inseparable parts and parcels. The sun and the sun rays cannot be separated. Third, then why are living entities forgetful of Krishna? Because of the artificial curtain of illusory energy, that is Maya, dropped between Krishna and the living entities. A little bit of explanation on this point. Why does it happen? So, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verse number 27 clearly explains. Iccha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutane sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. That is, because of the desire to enjoy separately on the part of the living entity and envy towards the Lord, that is kind of hatred, the living entities by default are cast into the material creation and overcome by dualities. The root cause of our being covered is our desire not to surrender but to compete with the Lord. Our constitutional position is to be His servant, not a parallel God. Lord is very kind. Therefore, He drops a curtain and hides from our vision. Now, the servant is emboldened. What happens in your house if you have a servant? Will he sit on your dining table and eat? Will he sleep on your bed? Will he eat on your plate? He certainly won't do these things. But you leave the house of the key of the house with him and you say, I'll be back after a week. He will do all these things. He wants to be the enjoyer, but in the presence of the master, he cannot do it. The Lord knows it. Therefore, but how to hide? There is no place where He is not there. Maya tatamidam sarvam javad avyakta murtinam. He is there everywhere. Then how to hide? So He does this thing. He drops a curtain. And that curtain is like a one-way glass which the boss uses in the corporate sector. He is sitting inside a cabin and he can see all the staff. He can see them working. But it is a one-way mirror. They cannot see him. They can only see themselves. But when he sees, he can see everybody outside. So that is the kind of the potency of the Lord, and he drops that illusory curtain. And this is what we call it as false ego. Because of the false ego, we cannot see the Lord. And it is also known as the illusory energy of the Lord. So that plays its role. And all the Lord's energies are functioning by default. You don't have to tell them. The minute they see the kind of rebellious nature on the part of a living entity, immediately the living entity is cast into the material creation. That is the arrangement of the Lord. But He is very kind, and therefore He drops the curtain. Now the servant is emboldened, sits in his chair, eats in his plate, and sleeps in his bed. And He thinks that he can control nature. He imagines he is God. He becomes a rebel. But what is the antidote to being a rebel? The antidote is to surrender. When the living entity surrenders, then the Lord will lift the curtain and see him face to face. Smile at him, glance at him, and then there is harmony and bliss between the Lord and the living entity, and the living entity and other living entities. Daivi yeshahi gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. This is what the Lord explains in the 7th chapter, verse number 14. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes, is difficult to overcome. Surrender, only then you can cross beyond it. So, now it is reunion for the citizens of Dwarka with their Lord after a long separation. Something similar to Lord Ram coming back to Ayodhya, but under different circumstances. Verse 2 of this particular same chapter beautifully describes the conch shell that is blown by the Lord on his return to Dwarka, summoning all the citizens to him and arriving and announcing his arrival. So he is blowing the conch shell. But that description is so beautiful, and it gives us an insight of the beauty of the Lord. When he sounded the conch shell, gripping it in his hand, it appeared to be reddened by the touch of his lips. Now, how can that happen? Just by the touch of his lips, how can the conch shell become red? Answer is, if you have held a torch behind your palm and flashed the torch through your palm, you will see your fingers all red because of the blood inside. That is, our palm is not opaque, but translucent. So light can pass through it. But what about the body of the Lord? The body of the Lord is self-effulgent. Na tat bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavakah. He describes his own abode. Everything in the abode of the Lord is self-effulgent, including his form. So in that self-effulgent form of his, when he is blowing the conch shell, the color of his lips is red. Ladies are using lipstick to imitate that color, but it is far from that beauty. That beauty is incomparable. So when the Lord is blowing the conch shell, the whole conch is reddened because the light coming from within his body and shining through his lips is coloring the conch shell red. And then he is gripping the conch shell in his fingers, and his fingers again are self-effulgent. So it looks like a swan is swimming among the stems of a lotus flower in a pond. That is the description given. So you can imagine what kind of beauty the Lord possesses. It is something we can't compare to that of this world. So when the Lord returned, there was a storm of emotions raging in the hearts of the citizens. They are actually devotees of the Lord, because the eternal associates of the Lord have come down to assist him in his pastimes, and so they are now playing the role of the citizens of Dwarka, but actually they are the eternal associates. So their attraction to the Lord is spontaneous and natural. It is Raganuga Bhakti. They are all liberated souls, so they have descended. They were always thinking of him even when he was away. This is the first reason to understand the height of their ecstasy when the Lord returned to Dwarka. Nothing else mattered. His darshan, smiling face and loving glances were paramount to them. There was nothing more important. When they say, if you live abroad all the time, it sounds like a complaint, but it is actually triggered by their pure love for the Lord. How can we exist without your presence? This is their question. As already explained, the living entity is an inseparable part and parcel of the Lord. So the attraction to the Lord is natural and spontaneous. Now, the second reason for the heightened ecstasy of the citizens. Seventh verse describes the relationship between the Lord and the devotees. what kind of relationship they ascribe to the Lord. They describe the Lord as Mother, Well-Wisher, Lord, Father, Spiritual Master, Worshipable Deity. All of them are very lofty personalities and very dear to the heart. So firstly, reunion with a person who is supreme object of beauty is itself very ecstatic. Now it is further heightened by the proximity of relationships by which they hold the Lord. Now third reason, pure devotees are drawn by the beauty of the Lord and the intimacy of the relationship, but now their ecstasy erupts even higher because that supreme object of their love and intimacy also loves them back more than they can love him. That is the incomparable reciprocation of the Lord. Nobody can love one more than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His love is inconceivable. Reunion with such a personality raises one's ecstasy to unprecedented heights. It is like a shoreless ocean. An ocean ends where the shore begins. But if it is shoreless, there is no end. There is no end to this ecstasy. The fourth reason. Now, such a person, then, at the point of time, when you see him face to face, smiles. How will that smile touch your heart? Just imagine. Especially when he smiles, looking right into your eyes, with the deepest of affection and unbounded love. The person will be blown off his feet and his heart will be fully captivated. That was the state of the denizens of Dwarka at that point of time. And the fifth point is, in front of the sun, can darkness stand? Obviously no. Krishna haya surya sama maya haya andhakar, jaha Krishna taha nahi mayara adhikar. In front of such divine love, which is the highest aspiration of a soul, to love and to be loved, where can the miseries of this world stand? In this world, everybody is miserable because the Lord has certified this world as Dukkhalayam. Even one who is on the transcendental plane, even when such a person comes into this material world, he will be touched by the miseries of this world. Prabhupada, walking tall among the people of this world, underwent indescribable reversals and setbacks. But only he could endure them. Not an ordinary person would have been able to endure them. So he has set an example, but he has also shown that even a transcendental person like Prabhupada, when they come, they are also touched by the miseries. So, what drives the pure devotee to overcome and tolerate the miseries of this world? That captivating, beautiful smile of the Lord, which is always encapsulated in their hearts. That is their internal strength. They do not buckle down. They will rebound from all the pitfalls and enjoy them like windfalls. On the strength of their internal connection to the Lord. No wonder Queen Kunti said in her prayers, verse number 25, Vipada santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavatam darshanam yasya apunar bhava darshanam. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated birth and death. Means by seeing the Lord, his beautiful smile, face and glance, one will conquer death, gain an eternal life in the abode of the Lord and become an instrument in the hands of the Lord to execute the Lord's plans. Our planning is minuscule. The Lord's planning is absolute. Now here, Kunti Devi is making a choice between two options. In this world, we have two options. Calamities, without exception. But along with these calamities, Maya Devi also dangles a few carrots. So the choice we have is carrots or calamities. Kunti Devi is showing the intelligent option. Choosing the calamities, leaving out the carrots. Because what will happen if you choose the carrots? It will land you into greater calamities.
They are just a bait to make you work like a donkey, slog hard in return for no remuneration. It is just shrama evahi kevalam if one does not dedicate oneself to the devotional service of the Lord. If one does that, then one will, of course, come out of this clutch. So let us be a small part in Krishna's big plan. Prabhupada was an instrument in Krishna's hand. We only have to play our part and leave the rest to Him. His management is at the macro level. Our actions are at the micro level. He is beyond our vision, but nothing is beyond His vision. Only the slender thread of faith can connect us to Him, but that is beyond logic and reason. Beyond logic and reason is known as adhokshaja. We will come to that in the next verse that we will be discussing. In this pandemic, the shutdown that happened, temples and satsangs were shut down. People were deprived of the physical darshan of the deities and so also the association of their gurus, both Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. And people were starved and spiritually emaciated. It is only when things got back to normal, they experienced that pleasure of reunion with the deities and the devotees. That glance of the Lord and His loving smile fulfills that burning desire of the soul to love and to be loved and makes life meaningful. The expression of the devotee's love for the Lord manifests as devotional service. And the loving smile and the glance of the Lord is His reciprocation of their love. In Canto 3, chapter 28, verse numbers 31 and 32, the chapter entitled Lord Kapil Dev's Instruction to Mother Devahuti on Devotional Service. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, the greatest manifestation of the Lord's grace is His smiling face, which is full of compassion for His pure devotees. Authentic version from Prabhupada Himself. The value of the Lord's smile. The potency of the Lord's smile. In verse number 32 it is mentioned, the living entities are captivated by sense gratification, especially sex life. The charming eyebrows of the Lord protect the sages and the devotees from being captivated by lust. The glance of the Lord, when a devotee is seeing, he will see the eyebrows of the Lord, he will see the eyes. But those eyebrows have the power to save the devotee from lust. Again, in Canto 1, chapter 15, the chapter entitled, The Pandavas Retire Timely. Verse number 6, the purport mentions, without the soul, that is the living entity, the material body has no value. Without the Paramatma, that is the Swamsha of the Lord, the soul which is the Vibhinna Amsha has no value. Without Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Paramatma has no existence because it is only the localized representation of the Supreme Lord. Ghat Ghat Me Ram, as they say. They all are interdependent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the Samam Bonam. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead smiles, it captivates the heart of the living entity and lends value to one's existence. Chapter 6, verse number 36 of the Bhagavad Gita explains, the purport it is explained, a Krishna conscious person easily achieves the result of yoga practice without separate endeavor. But a yoga practitioner cannot achieve success without becoming Krishna conscious. Everything becomes meaningful only in connection with Krishna. The only way to connect to Krishna is devotional service. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Karma, jnana, dhyana, yoga all have to culminate in bhakti yoga. Therefore, Kunti Maharani prays in verse number 19. In Prayers of Queen Kunti, Canto 1, Chapter 8. Maya javanika channam agya dokshaja abhyayam na lakshase mudadrisha nato natyadharo yatha. Translation. Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, You are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. In the purport it is mentioned, there is a class of men with demonic mentality who are always reluctant to accept the Lord as the supreme absolute truth. Those who depend more on their imperfect senses cannot realize Him as the supreme personality of Godhead. Like modern scientists, they want to know everything by experimental knowledge. But the Lord is described as Adokshaja, beyond the range of experimental knowledge. For the less intelligent, there must be temples, places of worship, so that they may begin to recognize the authority of the Lord and hear about Him from authorities. This beginning of spiritual life is essential. Advanced devotees meditate upon God by active service. The less intelligent gain the same benefit by simply bowing down before the smiling face of the Lord and letting the Lord glance upon oneself. One can make tremendous spiritual progress by this process. And Radha Gopinath Prabhu generally mentions this in his lectures. In fact, just 2 days back, even His Grace Akinchana Krishna Prabhu mentioned the same point. There may be hundreds of beggars sitting outside a temple or a 5-star hotel, waiting for the rich people to come out. But what is the benefit if they look at him? No benefit. But the benefit is if the rich man looks at the poor man. If he takes compassion upon him and decides to do something to alleviate his poverty, then he is benefited. Similarly, the glance of the Lord upon the living entities suffering in this material world is like the glance of the rich man on the poor man waiting for relief. That is the beauty of the Lord's glance and the power of His seeing. Again, there are other verses also, especially in the Brahma Vimohan Leela. I will only mention the point that is mentioned over there. It is mentioned the Vishnu forms by their pure smiling, which resemble the increasing light of the moon by the sidelong glances of their reddish eyes, created and protected the desires of their own devotees as if by the modes of passion and ignorance. Here the point to be noted is, the glance of the Lord is equivalent to the loving embrace, and the Lord's smile affords protection to the devotees from the miseries of this world. It is further explained, the glance resembled the mode of passion and the smiling the mode of goodness. But the Lord and His activities are beyond the modes, so it is further explained. Raja means passion, but in the spiritual world, passion translates as affection. In the material world, affection is contaminated by Rajo and Tamo Gun, but not so in the spiritual world. It becomes transcendental, unadulterated. So desire in material world is a product of Rajo and Tamo Gunas. In spiritual world, it manifests as service, that is devotional service. The Lord's sidelong glances creates desires in the hearts of the devotees that manifest as devotional service eternally. For all of us sitting here, the Lord is always reciprocating with the desires of every living entity, leave alone the devotees. It is His eternal activity. Purification of desires starts with Shravanam and Satsang, and contamination of desires is the gradual result of Prajalpa and Kusanga. If one does not take to Shravana and Satsang, we will slip into Prajalpa and Kusanga by default. The glance of the Lord is the loving embrace. The smile of the Lord is the affectionate protection. Result is devotee is fully satisfied and in gratitude. He renders devotional service, expecting no returns, and unconditionally surrenders. And that is the perfection of one's life. I would like to share a story. Of course, there is also the story of Dhruva Maharaj. But I would like to share one story with you today. This is from the temple of Guruvayur. This is from the records of the temple. And this incident happened. It is the story of Manjula and a garland. I have mentioned this before also because it is very dear, but at the same time it's very illustrative and very much relevant to what we are discussing today. So Manjula was born in a family whose traditional profession was to gather flowers and make garlands for Sri Guruvayurappan. Guruvayurappan is actually Lord Krishna, who is the deity in the temple of Guruvayur. These duties were religiously done by her devout mother, and while her hands made the garlands, her lips moved in repeating the Lord's names. She also took every opportunity to sit and listen to the stories of Bhagavatam being expounded by the great Mepattur Narayana Bhattidri, who was born in 1560. So our story is somewhere around 1590, 1600 in that range. Now, a word about Narayana Bhattidri is Mepattur Narayana Bhattidri. He was a great personality who was in direct communion with the Lord, a great saint. He was from a priestly class, and at a particular stage in his life, he was ordered by the Lord and he sat down to write the famous Narayaniyam, which is very famous in the south. What is Narayaniyam? Narayaniyam is nothing but Srimad Bhagavatam, rendered in Sanskrit, but in 100 dashakas. One dashaka is 10 Sanskrit verses. 10 verses of Sanskrit is a dashaka, and 100 dashakas is the translation of the complete, not the translation, but the compression of the entire Bhagavatam into 100 dashakas. So this was done by Narayana, Mepattur Bhattidri Narayana, Narayana Bhattidri. Of course, like all the great personalities, he said, "I have not written it. Lord of Guruvayur Krishna actually stood in front of me and dictated it, and I was only writing it." So that was the personality, and this child and her mother grew up hearing to his discourses. Such seeds of good life were sown in Manjula at the very birth, and with her mother's milk, she also imbibed an abiding attachment to Sri Guruvayurappan. Her first rice feeding ceremony took place in his presence, and since then not a day passed without her being taken to the temple for darshan and discerning, and the discerning eye of the mother could see a steadily growing intimacy between the baby in her arms and the infant Krishna, who is the Lord of the temple. The atmosphere at home was as congenial to the growth of Manjula as that of the temple. Manjula rose very early in the morning to the rendering of Altachan's Harinama Kirtan ringing in her ears, and the lines of Puntanam Jnanapana served as lullaby to send her to sleep each night. When she was 3 or 4 years old, she could recite from memory the melodious verses of Krishna Karanamritam written by Puntanam. So you can see this child was a special child in the sense that she grew up in a completely devotional environment. And a word about Puntanam Nambudri. I am sure most of you already know about him. We have discussed it even in the Bhagavatam that he was a very great devotee of the Lord. A down-to-earth devotee who would write poetries in Malayalam. And this Jnanapana, even to this day, is played in the Guruvayur temple every day in the evening. And also his Krishna Karanamritam is very popular among the people over there. Puntanam Nambudri is something like who Sant Tukaram is to Maharashtra. He rendered beautiful poems and the people sang those poems and could relate to the devotion of the Lord. He said, "You have to chant the holy names of the Lord." He was a great ardent devotee of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we know such intimacy he has with the Lord. But one point to highlight the intimacy is, just like Sant Tukaram, he also left the body, left this world in the self-same body in the Garuda Viman. The Garuda Viman came to take him just like Sant Tukaram. So you can understand what is the caliber of this personality. And this girl grew up in the midst of such people. She began visiting the temple by herself and often sapped in rapt attention to the inspiring discourses of Mepatur. For hours, Manjula could be seen standing before the Lord, often exchanging glances and greetings with him. This is the point to be noted. This is why I chose this story. It was just like the gopis of Vrindavan. In token of her attachment to the Lord, Manjula stringed with her own hands some choicest flowers into a comely garland and made a present of it every day to Sri Guruvayurappan. It was not only a part of her hereditary occupation but also a labor of love. One day, she happened to go with her mother early morning, and they were to come back in the afternoon, but they could not. By the time they came back, it was late. So she made a dash to have darshan of the Lord. And she took a small garland with her, which she had made with her own hands to offer, because that day she had not offered the garlands. She was not there. But as soon as she came in front of the deities, the door was shut. She was utterly disappointed and dejected. If you or I were there, what would we have done? We would have thought, okay, let us offer this garland tomorrow. Or let us make a fresh garland tomorrow and give it. What can be done? But not so this little girl. For her, the Lord was her life and soul, and her failure to offer the garland on that day was unpardonable to herself. She fainted and fell down there. And these great personalities who were around, they came and started calling her. Puntanam gave her a suggestion. He said, Manjula, please get up. There is a tree, peepal tree, in the eastern gate of this temple. Please go there. There is a small deity of Guruvayurappan there below the tree at the root, a small stone image. Go there, offer this garland to that deity. It is the same as the deity inside the temple. The Lord will accept it. Immediately she ran, offered that. And the next day morning she was there for Nirmalya Darshan at 3 o'clock in the morning. At that time what happened? The priest removed all the Nirmalya and was preparing the deity for Abhishek. But no matter how many times he removed the garland, that one garland offered by Manjula the earlier night outside there was manifesting in the neck of the deity again and again. 6 times he removed the garland and kept it aside. 6 times a new garland manifested. Now he got scared. He said, what's gone wrong? What's happening here? So he went and he called the seniors. Immediately Puntanam remembered. He said, remove that garland from below the tree. That was removed. And the garland start manifesting here. It is said about Manjula, all that Manjula, the simple girl of 5, possessed to her credit was a loving heart. And indeed, Guruvayurappan sought and cared for nothing else. Not a word has been said or heard of Manjula after this episode. Hence, she remains in our memory as the girl of 5 years. That peepal tree is still there, and it is still there today for us to go and see. And the bhaktas who approach the Guruvayur temple from the east, they go and offer their dandavat to the tree, which has been renamed as Manjulal in memory of Manjula. Hare Krishna. So today is also the disappearance day of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And a word about the smile of the Lord. Krishna smile. Your smile is beautiful, Krishna. Can anything compare to your transcendental face and your divine grace? Your all-pervading fame, Krishna, makes Cupid hide in shame. And your sidelong glances, Lord, sets people's heart aflame. Such intense love for you, my Lord, just shores up in their heart. With ease they break the worldly knot, to you surrender on the spot. In the course of every heart, you have your seat reserved. Only they can see you there who are fully deserved. They see you with their eyes both closed and see you in their heart enclosed. Who can be a better friend than you, my Supreme Lord? In love and care with slender faith, you tie them in your grace. Krishna, you are the unseen thread on which all things are resting. like the precious pearls and gems in a necklace ornamenting. Success is to know you as one's eternal friend, Lord and Master, Mother, Father, all rolled into one. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now a word about Vrindavan Das Thakur. I wouldn't say a word, something more. It's actually just a short summary of the lecture given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj on Vrindavan Das Thakur. So, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the Yuga Dharma, that is the Sankirtan Dharma, so every night the Panchatattva would have Kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur. And that Kirtan would be ecstatic. The smart Brahmanas became envious because they were not allowed into that Kirtan. Now, Srivas was fearless for himself, but he was afraid for the other Vaishnavas because the smart Brahmanas said, a boatload of soldiers is coming. This Kirtan of yours is causing disturbance and people have complained to the Muslim ruler. And therefore, they will come and destroy the village. So hearing that, Srivas got afraid. And he started praying to Lord Narasimhadev. The next morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and kicked the door of Srivas open and said, Srivas, I am that Lord to whom you have been praying. I am standing here. Have no fear. And then he assured him that there are so many things there. I am just skipping it because of lack of time. But he said, call Narayani. And he told Narayani, chant Krishna's name. The girl went into ecstasy. She started trembling. She fell on the ground. And he said, this is my power. I can make the soldiers also go into ecstasy. You have no fear. And he said, I will also make them devotees of the Lord. Then I will order the animals also to chant and dance. So he called Narayani to prove the point. So Sri Kavi Karnapur in the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika says, the sister of nurse Ambika called Kilimbika in Krishna Leela, who ate Krishna's food remnants, became Mother Narayani. Now Vyasadeva became Vrindavan Das Thakur. The cowherd Kusuma Pida also entered his body for performing certain actions. So after marriage, when Narayani became pregnant, her husband died. She became a widow and her son grew up to become Vrindavan Das Thakur. She lived in Mamgachi. To support herself, she worked in the house of Vasudev Dutt. Vasudev Dutt was the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Vasudev Dutt, please ask for a benediction, he said, let me take the karma of all the sinful souls of this world. Let me suffer here eternally. Let them go back to Godhead. The Lord was so happy and he said, no, my dear Vasudev, that need not be done. I will take them back anyway because of your request. But you need not go to hell because of that. So that elevated Vasudev was the one who was actually coaching Vrindavan Das Thakur and giving him so many stories about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hearing this, his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grew by leaps and bounds. By the time he grew up, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the world. He never saw the Lord in person. He grew up hearing the glories. He felt intense separation on the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityanand Prabhu came to Mamgachi and accepted Vrindavan Das Thakur as his own last disciple. He bestowed his mercy upon Vrindavan Das Thakur and empowered him to understand the intricacies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela and understand and comprehend them. Later, Janava Devi, Nityanand Prabhu's consort, also bestowed her mercy upon him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself as God to a selected few. Nityanand Prabhu revealed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha and Krishna through Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Nityanand Prabhu purified the most fallen as Jagai and Madai. Nityanand Prabhu said, chant Gauranga's name, those who do that become my life and soul. So this way, He empowered Vrindavan Das Thakur, and that Vrindavan Das Thakur has given us the book Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is Adi. Now, as a tribute to Vrindavan Das Thakur, what can we offer to Mother Ganga but the water of Mother Ganga? We cannot offer anything better. In the same way, I have just taken a few verses from the Chaitanya Bhagavat and would like to recite that, because these verses are in as a tribute to Vrindavan Das Thakur, and they also reveal his style of writing and the beauty and the easy flow that is there in his verses. And also the subject matter is so wonderful. Very often people ask us, Bhagavad Gita mein kidhar likha hai Hare Krishna ka naam? Where is that word Hare Krishna Mahamantra given in the Bhagavad Gita? Why are you chanting Bhagavad Hare Krishna? People ask this question, where is it written in the Bhagavatam? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Krishna, is personally giving the message of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and as the only remedy for the age of Kali. And he says, this is enough and nothing else is required. People ask, why do you only worship Krishna? Everything is mentioned in this. All the crux of the information that is there are there in these few verses. I would just like to recite. It is from Adi Khanda of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, part 2. And chapter 14, verse number 139 onwards. Atta eva kali yuge nama yagya sar arakona dharma kaile nahi haya par ratri dina namalaya kaite suite tahara mahima vede nahi pare dite shuna mishra kali yuge nahi tapayagya ye jana bhaje krishna tara mahabhagya Atta eva grihe tumi krishna bhajagiya kuti nati parihari ekanta haiya sadhya sadhana tatva ye kichu sakala hari nama sankirtane mili besakala harer nam eva kevalam kalau nastyaiva, nastyaiva, nastyaiva gatiranyatam. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Ye shloka nama balilaya maha mantra shola nama batrisha akshasha akshara yei tantra sadite sadite yave premankura habe sadhya sadhana tatva jani besetabe prabhura shri mukhe shiksha shuni vipravara Puna puna paranama karaye bahutara. Mishra kahe agyahaya ami sangye asi. Prabhu kahe tumi shigra yavo varanasi. Tathayi amara sangye hai bemilana. Kahi musa kala tatva sadhya sadhana. Eta boli prabhu tare dilalingana. Preme pulakita anga haila brahmana paiya vaikunda naya kera alingana parananda sukha paya brahmana takana vidya vidaya samaye prabhure charane dhariya suswapna vrittanta kahe gopane vasiya shuni prabhu kahe satya ye sahya uchita Arakare nakahiba yesa bacharita Puna nishedila prabhu sayatna kariya Hasiya utila shubhakshana lagna paiya. So, this is just an offering to Vrindavan Das Thakur of his own words. Nothing better we can say, but just in the end, a little bit, a tiny, insignificant offering to Vrindavan Das Thakur. an offering to Shripad Vrindavan Das Thakur on his appearance day. Thakur Vrindavan Das was same as Veda Vyas, described Leelas of Gauranga as Vyasadeva did of Krishna. Disciple of Nityananda was humble to the core, wrote glories of Gauranga which readers could adore. By Nityananda's grace revealed Lord Gauranga as Krishna in the mood of Rani Radha, who sang and danced galore. In compositions crisp and lovely, touching readers' hearts sublimely, son of Mother Narayani, tutored by that Vasudeva, blessed by Guru Nityananda, Book Chaitanya Bhagavat wrote. We bow down to him with a heart so grateful, indebted are for a book so graceful. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Krishna. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.